let's just sit in awe as Roy entertains us on the saxophone. And on the mouth sax.
I do both at the same time.
Take it home, buddy.
Okay, here we go.
Good job.
It's just a little. I love this little music, man. I don't know where I found it. Yeah, if you guys didn't know, I make these little things that we hear on our show, and I hear things that after I make them, and I'm like, that's really good.
Where did I get that song?
I kind of want it. I want it on my Spotify.
Yeah, this is good running music.
Yeah.
Up, we're starting again.
Oh, here we go. Oh, man. Good morning. We are so happy to be with you this morning.
That is true. That is true. We are. We appreciate you guys tuning in to the MRL Morning Show. A new 6 o'clock clock is in effect, everybody. We will now be going to commercial at 6:30, as I've been told several times yesterday, to not screw it up.
Yeah, so if you guys didn't know, you typically go to commercial break right now, but they changed when the commercials air.
Right.
Well, yesterday, there happened to have been...
There was an issue,
because... Manny, you were here before us.
Yes. I've been here for 6 years at this radio station.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. It's not brag.
Loren and I have been here for three years. And you've been doing it one way for 6 years. Yesterday, there was a mix-up. You aired a commercial break late. And then you got written up by the company.
We're going that far into it?
I know. I was like, tread lightly, Roy. I feel like you're throwing salt in the wound now.
You can't talk about that?
We can, of course. Yeah, I had to sign like a written affidavit thing.
I've never seen like anyone on our staff ever get it written up. I think that's a big deal.
I've been written up a couple times.
Man.
I got written up for a comment I made when Beasley was coming in to take over for CBS in our big meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
I wasn't sure about their sexual harassment policy, so I blurted that out.
Mamie's file. That was a write-up.
Yeah, I wouldn't pull your file to see what's inside.
That's why he signed it so like easily yesterday. He was like, oh, this is all you got.
Look at my file. It's thick.
Yeah.
And then, do I even have a file? What's in my file? I want to know.
I put some stuff in your file.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah. I feel like you should know what's in your file.
That's it. Honestly, it was just that. It's just those two things. But I know that Walter, our big boss, it's commercials are money, and I get it.
You
got to
take care of the clients.
Listen,
but you made a boo-boo yesterday.
I want you to apologize. I owned up to it. Yep. I owned up to it in the boss's office. Everybody thinks this job is fun and games, and it is, but there's also a delicate balance of, like, legitimacy. Like, for instance, there's a commercial that says it's not going to play, but I'm sure...
Whoa, look at that rule.
I'm sure that it will... Not to play before that?
there's a warning on it that says it's not allowed to play before April 15th. I don't know.
Oh, that's because I did screw it up. Okay, hold on. I'll fix it.
Buddy.
So here we go. Get the file. Let's write him up again. He screwed it up.
Nope, he's fixing it before we're supposed to go now.
Yeah, no write-up.
Can you do me a favor and not get in trouble? We can't have you getting in trouble. I don't want, you know what I mean?
No, I agree.
But although I've been watching Grey's Anatomy recently, and one of the main stars of the show got suspended. Not in real life, but on the TV show. And she's having a ballin' time being suspended, and it makes me want to go. I kind of want to be suspended.
What was she suspended for?
There was a union forming, and she didn't like the policies of the hospital, and so she said, "Well, I'm not doing it." And they said, "Okay, well then you're insubordinate, so you're suspended."
Hmm.
And so she's just whipping a nay-nay.
You know, that kind of happened here in Charlotte.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Hmm.
Well, like in radio or hospitals?
No, hospitals.
Oh, you know, that's what's currently going on. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I got an email about that.
I got
that.
An email, too.
Because evidently my doctors are part of this lawsuit.
Yeah.
So they're not joining Atrium? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I have a doctor that's splitting and doing her own thing.
Yeah.
Well, but I get an email from Atrium. They're like, you should be fine. And I'm like, but do I go? I don't know. How do I
deal with this?
Yeah.
Right.
Do I have a doctor?
It's like your parents are getting divorced and you're caught in the middle.
So... Yeah, exactly. You got to choose sides. Yeah. Atrium's like, will you stay with us? Yes or no? It's like an Instagram post.
It's so crazy.
But I guess
about
because
that.
There's like the, you know, like the Carolinas Healthcare Medical Group.
Right.
So,
because I'm part of the Mecklenburg Medical Group.
Right. So what will happen is that they'll just, Atrium will just put new doctors in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Roy? So you'll just stay with that group, but you'll get a new doctor if you choose to not follow that doctor.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. I didn't even know that my place was called Mecklenburg Medical Group until I got the email. I just like my doctor. You know what I mean?
That's
I
why always, you go to specific doctors, because you like those doctors.
I don't care about the name of the place.
I know that is such a big thing now, though. They're all part of a healthcare system. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like,
and by the way, like, I'm still trying to get used to this Atrium Health thing.
I know. Right? Yeah.
You wish that there used to, I remember when I was younger, there used to be like mom and pop doctor places. You would just right. go to doctors.
Yeah.
I never knew this stuff existed until I got that email from Atrium, and I'm like, whoa, cool, okay. Well.
You delete it? I deleted mine.
No, because I don't. Because I actually have a doctor's appointment coming up soon, and I'm like, I don't
Shocker.
Know.
Shocker.
You know, I don't know what to do when I walk in. Do I ask for my doctor, or do I get a new one?
I don't know. Why don't you say, hey, in sort of a American Idol style, get a desk and a table set up and have them work for you. See which one you're going to go with.
Yeah, I need to evaluate my doctors now.
Yeah, and then tell them to go back outside. You'll make your decision in a minute.
And then
I'm going to go with number three.
And, you know, and the stubborn part of me was like, it was fine the way it was before. Why do we got to change things?
I agree.
The doctors must not like what Atrium's bringing.
I know.
And I don't know. How does that affect us at Levine? Does
I
it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think it affects. Well.
Is Levine part of Atrium? Well, right?
Yeah, that's Carolina.
Yep.
I don't know about the names anymore. It's all confusing because I'd really.
Carolina Healthcare Systems is now Atrium.
Mm-hmm.
And right. a lot of the doctors, for whatever reason, don't like Atrium. And we're not saying one way or another. We don't know.
Right.
Well, I don't think it's that they don't like it. There's just.
I heard they don't like their healthcare benefits.
Well, there's new don't things wait. Going into That's effect. Funny. And it's kind of like what Roy was saying. Like, if you're not going to sign in and sign their contract specifically, then you basically move on.
Well, but No, there's doctors leaving. From what the email said.
Yeah, because they won't sign the new contract.
With Atrium?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Which so I didn't know that
we don't
worked.
Know the reason.
Yeah.
But I always thought they just worked for Atrium. I didn't realize each had their own little groups.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just thought everybody worked for Atrium. So when I got an email that Mecklenburg Medical Group was...
It's actually commercial. On the news right now. Doctors looking for response from Atrium on the news right now on WBTV.
Your patient is looking for a response.
What about Roy?
So are we.
Do I have a doctor?
Yeah. Roy
I
wants
like
a response.
Atrium. Can we just go back to the way it was?
Can we spend 5 more minutes talking about a topic we know nothing about? Is that possible?
Let's go back to your file. I want to pull it up and read it on the air.
So we got a new office for producer Nicole and assistant producer Joaquin. Yeah. And the HR file cabinet is in that office.
Oh,
but it's
God.
Locked.
Okay, thank God. I was going to say, I don't want to have that responsibility.
It's locked, crowbar. But...
No, don't even kidding. Joke about that. Tori is rolling
I'm
in.
I'm kidding.
It
definitely should not be in our office, though.
Yeah, don't ever trust us with anything, any sensitive information.
Yeah.
You know, we got told one sensitive thing, and the next day, Manny said it on the air. I'm seeing a trend with you, by the way.
What did I say on the air?
Yeah,
you talked
know.
About an act that was
oh, that
was
we weren't
super
supposed
secret.
To announce.
And guess what? The act ended up canceling
mm-hmm.
after you
that.
Said they were coming.
Who?
Was it 5 Seconds of Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. That's who it was.
Well, who said that?
I mean, you.
We got an email that was like, hey, this might be happening, and you went on air with
yeah.
it.
And then,
I
and
remember
then
that, but I don't think I specifically gave a date and time
no,
that they were
no,
coming.
You,
you said
didn't.
It was happening. I'm just seeing a trend now.
Okay.
I'm seeing Manny does some things.
Manny likes to be in the know.
You know what? This show's like, okay, Loren and I are Mecklenburg Medical Group. And you are Atrium. We're not liking things.
Are you leaving?
No, we're not leaving, but we love you too much.
Oh, that's okay.
We love you too much. Although, when that stuff was happening yesterday, because I was in the office with you and they told me to leave, I didn't know if I should stay and support or...
We got thrown out. Quagmire threw you out.
I know.
Said, hey,
but...
I just need him.
Oh,
yeah.
That's scary.
But I stuck up for producer Nicole, too, because they wanted to bring her in on it. And I was like, no, it's not her fault.
Accidents happen.
How does she pay me back? She shows up at 5:30 today.
30 minutes late. But then we get this whole email, but we're not supposed to do this thing anymore. You got to follow the rules. And I'm like, well, we're still humans. Mistakes are going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Listen, it's okay. The show goes on, bro.
I know.
You know what I mean? And I love this new format of us talking for 10 straight minutes about nothing. Yeah. We're going to make that. What up, Northern Larry?
Let's just bring everyone else in. All right, so
do we want to talk about the whole JT's Kia drama as well? No, or are we going to leave that off the radio?
No. That was off the air. We like JT's Kia.
We do.
They give away like so many Kias.
They do. They give away tons of cars. But everybody across the board, other radio stations talk about them too.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
true.
People are always like Melanie from Phil's show came in and she's like, hey, how did it work out for you? I was like, good. I did the commercial. No problem. She's like, I'm having trouble. I said, well, let me come over and help you. I'll be on yours too.
You know, I've noticed that there's some people, of course, different people endorse different things on different stations. And then some people are on the same client across multiple stations.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. Listen, if you have complex legal issues like Atrium Health, we'll discuss it. Give us a phone call.
All right, let's drop a quick break. We're going to do a song. We'll come back. We're going to tell you about today's show, which includes $1,000 at 8 o'clock this morning in the KISS cash code.
Yep.
We're going to talk about, Roy, you've got the dimensions of what parking spots in Charlotte should be. And we're afraid, Loren, that you might have an argument in your whole parking issue that our spots are smaller than the legal size.
Well, I am now the parking enforcing space police.
We need to give you music.
Okay. And a badge.
We're going to need to give you like, you know, like LA.
LAPD music. Yeah. Like the, yeah.
Something cool.
Yeah. SVU.
Yeah, that's
right. We're going to get into that. But up next, Russell Crowe put a bunch of items on auction.
Really?
Yeah, to help finance his divorce.
Oh.
So I'll give you some of the items from like the chariot from Gladiator.
Uh-huh.
From the movie, he had it. I'll give you those, and you tell me how much you think they went for an auction.
Okay.
All right. All to finance his divorce. We'll do it in less than 10 minutes. Lorraine, before we get into your dirty on the 30 and you update us with what's going on in Hollywood, this is kind of a Hollywood story.
All right.
You guys want to play a quick little game?
Yeah, I love playing games.
All right. So what I'll do is I will give you the item that Russell Crowe auctioned off to help finance his divorce.
Uh-huh.
He needed to auction off some things. I'll give you the item, and then you guys tell me whether or not you get the right price, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I love this.
Let's play Russell Crowe, Price is Right.
Okay.
He ended up pulling well over $1 million in this auction, so keep that in mind as you go ahead and lay down your bets.
That's good information. He got $1 million?
Over $1 million. Okay, Russell Crowe unloaded a bunch of his items that he had in his house at the Sotheby's auction in a bid to help fund his divorce from his ex-wife, Danielle Spencer.
Okay.
All right. The chariot from Gladiator. The chariot from Gladiator. How much do you think someone bought the chariot of from Gladiator at auction, Loren?
The real one? Yeah. Is it the actual?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say $23,000.
Oh, that's it?
$23,000?
Oh, I was thinking $100,000 because it's the real chariot.
Yep. Roy, ooh, you say 100.
I'm at the way opposite.
Loren, you say what?
I said 23 originally, but now I kind of feel like I want to change. And
you know what I mean? Because it's the
original one. I'll say 50.
I'm going to go with 100,000.
50,000.
The correct answer, the correct amount spent on the chariot from Gladiator is $65,000.
$65,000? $65,000. Okay, Loren was closer.
Yeah.
That's a point for Loren. Well, but she's technically no, she's right.
Yeah, I'm under.
One of the most popular items at Russell Crowe's auction to help finance his divorce on Saturday night was the breastplate that he wore in Gladiator.
Okay.
I'm seeing a theme.
That metal breastplate, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think Gladiator's like Russell Crowe's
big thing.
That's his big movie, right?
What's he known for?
How much did that go for? I'm going to tell you right now, more than $50,000.
What? And that's much smaller.
Well, it's on his chest.
Wow.
So.
Watch out now. Get this close to Russell.
I'm going to go with, because, I mean, they got well over $1 million. I'm going to go $120,000 so I can have Russell Crowe's breastplate.
What'd you say?
$120,000.
Okay.
But you said it went for way more than the chariot.
It went for way more than $50,000, I said, just to give you an idea.
$92,000.
Roy went over, but he's close. Is $125,000. Oh, no, you said $120,000.
Yeah, $120,000.
Sold for $125,000.
Okay.
Wow. Just to have a breastplate.
those leather cuffs that he wears, the little leather
arm bands
that he wears in Gladiator. What do you think those went for, Roy?
I'm going to say $1,000, $2,000.
I'll say $10,000.
$32,000.
Gosh. It's just a... But he's selling everything from this movie. But I mean...
Yeah. Liquidating.
Yeah. He also sold items from movies like Master and Commander. The Royal Navy dress blues that he wore from Master and Commander. They went for $115,000.
Guys, it's a piece of clothing.
The leather jockstrap Russell Crowe wore in the 2005 movie Cinderella Man also sold. Last one, what did the jockstrap from Cinderella Man, the boxing movie, go for?
Okay, y'all are a bunch of pervs. Yeah. I bet this went for the most.
Yeah, because the breastplate was $125. Right.
What do you got, Lauren?
I'll say $130.
$130? I'm going to say $350,000 to have a Russell Crowe jockstrap.
Both of you horribly wrong. $7,000 a jockstrap, not as popular.
That doesn't even make sense.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
That's some crap.
It really is.
Boy, we know what you guys would spend your money on.
Wow, we just thought we were thinking in the direction.
The chariot, I don't know, $30,000. All right, how much for the jockstrap? Oh, $170. Please.
Would you see how much the breastplate went for?
That's what we were basing on, was the breastplate.
All right, what's happening in Hollywood?
All right, so Cardi B, she was on Fallon last night, the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she kind of made it her playground. She talked about her pregnancy. They made some jokes, which we'll have a ton of audio for you in the 7:30 Dirty. There is audio, Manny, if you want to pull some up. But somebody accidentally dropped the sex of the baby.
Ooh, on the show?
No, not on the show. Oh. Now, Cardi's sister posted something on social media, and she referred to the baby as she.
Oh.
Other sources are saying that it could be twins, that Cardi B's people reached out to a very high-end boutique, baby boutique in L.A. and ordered two metallic cribs. So, yeah. Theme of the baby's room is metallic. We don't know what the two cribs are for, though.
Mm.
Also, speaking of babies, Khloe Kardashian could be in labor. She did post the other day that she was bored AF on her birthing ball and that her bag was already packed. Now, she is in Cleveland to give birth, and the famous Kardashian doctor posted on social media that she was traveling as well. So everyone is saying now that Khloe is in labor. So we might have a little Kardashian soon enough.
I feel like she's been pregnant forever.
Me too.
I mean, it's true. You're right.
It seems like it's been a year.
Well, we found out.
I mean, aren't certain animals pregnant for like
elephants are pregnant
months?
For 2 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, Kendall got pregnant and had her baby.
No, Kylie.
Oh, Kylie got pregnant and had her baby. And we were still waiting for Khloe.
Yeah, very true. Khloe, by the way, is just signed on as a new producer for Twisted Sister, which is a crime series that will be based on sisters that basically commit murders.
Oh.
But she says her bonds with her sisters are so great that she will be the perfect person to produce this.
Okay.
All right.
Used to be a band in the 80s, Twisted Sister.
Yeah, I remember them.
And Meghan Markle knew that she was going to be a royal. A psychic told her this years ago. And when she met Prince Harry, she reached out to the psychic and told her that she had met somebody in London, because he originally told her she was going to be with a Brit and that London was going to be something very near and dear to her heart.
You know, I need to get in on that, because a psychic did predict Mamie's baby.
Yeah, the sex of your baby.
We need to pull the audio on that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people told me that, so much happened that day that I don't really remember her saying the sex.
Yeah, it moves very quickly when you're being read.
Yeah, we'll have to pull that.
Yeah. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, A-Rod and J-Lo both have very different stories to what happened the day that they met. We'll get to the bottom of it.
All right, we'll get into that. Plus, up next, we're going to tell you about the Wheel of Fortune contestant that lost, not because they misspelled the word, but they mispronounced the word.
Oh.
That's coming up in less than 10.
Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Lorette, Kiss 95.1.
8 a.m. this morning, we have your shot at $1,000. And when we say a shot, we don't mean that, like, you have to, you know, pull a side job or work for it, you know, stop, pull over, call us. No, none of that. This is simple.
No, we just give you this code word that you can enter online or just simply text to 40772.
Plus, we give you 10 minutes to do so.
Yeah, so you have plenty of time to find a safe place to pull over.
Absolutely. Roy, you like that show, Wheel of Fortune?
I do love the Wheel of Fortune. I was just reading a wonderful article about it yesterday. I get into, like, game shows and Jeopardy.
Yeah,
like that
fine.
Stuff.
Yeah, we watch Jeopardy. I don't know. Something about Pat Sajak annoys me. I don't think he really pays attention.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of get that. Like, he asks,
it's not like Alex Trebek.
Trebek's in on every question. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like he's like, they solved the puzzle. I'd like to solve the puzzle. Go ahead. American Ninja Warrior. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And then he comes over to him. He's like, you won $33,000 on that puzzle.
Just a little bit more laid back than Alex.
Maybe it's cool to not know, too.
Maybe.
Like, that's our show. Like, who am I to talk? We host game shows, and I'm like, I don't even know if that's right or wrong. I can't be Lorraine. We'll ask a wrong question.
Many times.
So tell us about this Wheel of Fortune puzzle where this person pronounced it wrong and therefore got the puzzle wrong, Lorraine.
Yeah, I guess he had already solved the puzzle, and all of the letters were up on the board, and all he had to do was say what the puzzle said. And what was written was flamenco dancing, and he said flamingo dancing. Flamingo dancing would be wrong.
Flamingo is the bird.
Yes. Flamenco, like a flamenco dancing, is, it's...
I know what you're talking
about. Native to southern Spain is like where...
Yeah, I know. You put the rose in your mouth and you dance the flamenco, but I thought that was the flamingo dance. I had no idea that it was spelled different.
Yeah, it's like a wider stance. Yeah, it's totally different.
I've never heard of it.
The flamingo?
Both. No. No, the dance.
This is bird you speak of. All right, listen to this, you guys.
G! Let's put it up there, man. All right, carefully, what's up there?
Flamingo dance lessons.
Sorry.
What?
It's just the moment it goes silent. He's like, what?
And the crowd thinks he got it. They're cheering. Like his sister. Sounds like his sisters and family are in the crowd.
Let's put it up there, man. All right, carefully. What's up there?
Flamingo dance lessons.
Yeah! Huh? Sorry. Explain. Ashley, it's your turn.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Flamenco dance lessons.
Yeah, that's it. And we're going to... There we go. She's got it.
So, you know what, though?
To explain, what we all heard was, and I know you didn't mean to say it, but you gave us a G instead of a C.
Yeah, and y'all get me on Can't Beat Lorraine all the time if I say something just slightly wrong.
Well, we're never like that, though.
Sometimes.
It does sound like she said it the same exact way.
I have said Christy Teigen before by mistake instead of Chrissy Teigen.
Well, that's not her name.
I know,
Chrissy.
But do you know what I mean? That's kind of the same thing, flamingo, as opposed to flamenco. So you guys do get down to the nitty gritty sometimes.
We're hard on you. We're easy on listeners.
Somebody calls you Lauren, we jump on them too.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Manny.
It's
Manny.
Lorraine with a capital L.
Explain it. Ashley, it's your turn.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Flamenco dance lessons.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, she said it right there. Flamenco.
Wow. And how much money did he we don't know.
I didn't see it. I just heard the audio.
He lost out on $7,000.
I'm really good at Wheel of Fortune when like all the letters are up there.
Yeah.
I'm terrible when like some people solve it with like three letters.
Oh, I'm awful at that game.
My dad used to be awesome at it.
Garden shovel.
I'm like, how did you know that?
Well, the L was in there.
I loved Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That was like my game show. Regis Philbin years, though. I don't like it after that.
And that's more, I mean, you take a lot of time to answer the question. On
but it was
who wants to be a millionaire.
Choice too.
Yeah, I know.
That's and what you the just, best
yeah,
part
you
was.
Just move up, sounded right.
In Jeopardy, they give you the answer, first of all. You know, you have to guess the question, which is pretty cool in itself, but you also have to click.
Yeah.
So like, you'll hear people like somebody knows it, they can't get in, they go.
That's pretty funny.
I'm like, oh man, she didn't get in, but she knew it. If I was on that show and like it was me, you, and Lorraine Roy, I'd be like this.
Would you?
Damn. I knew that, Alex.
See, everyone goes so fast, I'd be always hitting my button too late.
Yeah.
I would never get in.
The best is when we're watching it, like Amanda and I are sitting there watching it, and an answer comes up, and I think I know it, so I'm like, definitively, you know?
Yeah.
Like World War II. And they're like, John, what is the Civil War? Right. And I'm like, slink down in my seat. Like,
that's what I meant to say.
That's so funny.
Still to come.
You couldn't be more wrong. Yeah. All right, we got major issues in this city, and Roy, the inspector, is on top of it, people.
There are parking rules that people aren't following.
We actually have the dimensions that parking spots need to be this specific size. It might shock you, Loren, that your parking job might not be your fault.
See?
Roy's going to go around South End and find some parking spots. We're going to give you the exact dimensions that they're supposed to be, and Inspector Roy is going to go out, hit the streets, and find out who's violating and who's not. It's all coming up in under 10 minutes.
Now it's your...
Ends 4/14. Restrictions may apply. See store or staples.com for details. Staples.
Cam Newton, a good friend of the MRL Morning Show. We love working with his foundation, and the fourth annual Kicking It with Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament is back Friday, June 1st. Head over to cam1newton.com for details to sign up and get your team going to help raise money to benefit youth in our community.
Perfect. Also, Alive After 5, it is back. Make sure you go to Alive After 5 this Thursday at the Epicenter.
All right, up next, we're going to tell you the exact dimensions that the parking spots should be here in Charlotte. Not just South End, all over Charlotte. It's a written rule. Roy, the inspector, is going to go out and measure our parking spots. We're going to try and see if there's a theory behind the reason why Loren has such a darn hard time parking her car.
Mm-hmm.
You might be getting off the hook with this, Loren.
See?
The number's actually kind of shocking. We'll tell you, just give us 3 minutes.
I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. KISS 95.1.
So there's a huge issue. I don't know. I don't want to say huge issue, but there's an issue.
I like huge.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right, there's a major problem.
It's a big issue to me.
Don't sell yourself short, detective.
Okay. So we found out that parking spots, according to law, should be of a certain length and width. And they don't follow the rules.
So this is from, we found all this information, by the way, on Charlotte Agenda. These guys are up to something, and Roy was talking about this in the office right before we went on vacation. And now we're going to see if there's a theory behind Loren's poor parking here at the radio station.
We have
a parking garage.
Yeah. Now, Loren has always a hard time parking, and we always say it's because of her driving skills, but maybe not.
I'd like my license back if you find out that these spots are smaller than they need to be.
Roy, I've made a sign for you to wear on the back of your shirt to show that you're legit. I'll show it to the camera here on Facebook Live.
Which, by the way, you can watch us. Look up KISS 95.1 on Facebook. It says PSD, Parking Spot Detective.
There you go, sir.
And what
so now you're legit.
What I like about it is
you wear it on the back like the FBI.
Right. And there's no printed graphics. It's all done with a Sharpie, so it really
looks
official.
It's MRL official.
Okay, yeah. I like that.
You know, we don't have to go too official. So we're lucky we found plain white paper, to be honest with you. All right, so, Loren, how wide do you think the average parking spot in Charlotte should be as per the code?
As per the code?
Yep.
The width?
No, yeah, well, yeah the across.
Across.
I say 8 feet.
Close. Detective?
So the minimum is 8 feet, is 9 feet, Loren.
Okay. You're off by a foot.
Okay.
The city recommends the parking spots be at least 9 feet.
Now, this Charlotte Agenda goes on a hunt, much like our Detective Roy is going to do here in a minute. For instance, the 7th Street parking market, the public market over there where you can park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The spaces come in at 7 feet 11 inches.
I believe it.
See?
They fall way short.
It is not my fault I cannot park.
Well, I will say designated compact car spaces are allowed to be 7 foot 6 inches, but they have to have the C, the compact signal.
Okay. The Harris Teeter spaces.
Okay.
Oh, those are always tight.
8 feet 6 inches.
Oop.
Hitting the minimum.
Mm.
Well,
that's the minimum. The max, the recommended is 9.
Okay, but the minimum according to the law is 8 feet, 6 inches.
Yes.
So when I go out there measuring, am I looking for 9 feet or
nine? We want nine.
Okay.
We want to make sure that people are going the extra mile for us.
I need nine.
The Metropolitan parking deck, you know, over there midtown where the Target is.
Yeah, Target and all that.
They come in at an 8 foot even.
Ooh,
tick.
They're below.
See, that's small.
Yep. And across the street, the inner lines of the spaces are 7 feet, 4 inches.
What?
Across the street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the parking center across the street from that.
Okay.
You know where that is? Where
Trader Joe's?
Yeah, where the restaurants are and stuff.
Yeah.
There are some really small spots in the parking decks uptown.
Roy, we're also going from outer to outer. Okay?
Okay.
Outer line to outer line. Because remember, if your tire's on the line, you're in.
That's not what my parking instructor
said. I know. But we're playing tennis rules.
Okay.
If the ball hits the line, you're good. Okay. And that's what they say here. Because the arrows on their diagrams for the official city parking spots are, the arrows are pointing to the outside.
So you
got to have 9 to 9 to the outside.
Of the outside of the line. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because I thought, I would always think it's the inside. But okay, that's fine.
Yep. So are you going to go outside?
Yeah, I'll go outside. I'll put this silly sign on my back. And
silly?
It's a little bit silly. But right now is the time that everybody goes into the offices here. We have a bunch of floors below us. So we'll go ahead and see if they're breaking the rules out in the parking lot.
We're going to check in with Detective coming up here in about 5 minutes, you guys.
Good morning show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
What'd you forget, Detective Roy?
I forgot the tape measure.
Yeah, the most important tool to your job.
I just said to Maney, is he foot measuring or did he bring a measuring tape?
I literally forgot the tape measure.
Officer, it's like going to the job without your badge. You've got to have your tape measure.
I'm like in the elevator going down. We're like, okay, wait a second.
I feel like I'm missing something.
All right, you head out.
Okay, I'm going.
Also, we'll let everyone know, Detective Roy, if you're just joining us, found out that the parking spots in Charlotte should be 9 feet across. That's the recommended. The minimum, what did we say the minimum was? The minimum was 8 foot 6 inches.
Yeah.
And compact spots need to be 7 foot 6 inches. So feel free to play at your own work and see if your parking spots are legit. But this is all in an effort to help Loren figure out why she can't park her car in our parking lot.
And you know, sometimes I'll pull into a spot and be like, gosh, this is like a really small spot. Maybe it is a compact spot, but it's not marked. And I understand that I drive a larger truck.
Yep.
A Jeep.
Yeah, but still.
Right. I should still fit. Yeah. It's not a compact car.
Exactly. None of our cars are 10 feet across. You know what I mean? We're all, you know, under that. So your spot should be at least 9 feet. That's what we're going to be looking for. Acceptable is 8 foot 6 inches. He's downstairs. And oh, by the way, Roy also has barricades to block off the spots that aren't good.
Oh, good. I'm sure that'll make everybody coming into the office very happy this morning.
Yeah, and they're all going to be coming in shortly. So the next time we're back in 3 minutes, you're going to hear from Detective Roy in the parking garage. Baby,
this is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We're going to give you $1,000, but we're going to make it super easy. We're not going to give you a treasure map and then go bury the $1,000 somewhere in Charlotte. We're just going to have you listen at 8 a.m. this morning. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. Your first shot to win is at 8 a.m. Then you got another shot at 11, 1, 4, and 6. That's five times a day, Loren, to win $1,000 all just by texting the word that we give you.
That easy.
Simple work, and it comes your way at 8. But first things first, Loren, we've got to get to our Detective Roy, who is out in our parking deck right now as we speak. Detective.
Yes, hello. Hi, can you hear me?
We got you.
Okay, so outside our parking deck, there's a bunch of businesses here at Kiss 95.1. It's just not us. And so we have a pretty large parking deck. So according to the law that we found through Charlotte Agenda, this parking spaces need to be at least 8 foot 6. The city recommends 8 foot 9. We want to see if our parking spots are actually up code.
I agree. And this might, at the end of it all, be the reason why our precious Wren cannot park her Jeep in this spot.
Right.
In fact, so start off with her car, Detective.
Oh, I'm way over the line this morning.
Start off and see what her spot length is.
That's really far away from my location. Are you sure you want me to do that?
Takes you a minute to get from A to B.
Yeah.
Stick to your plan.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm right now at a spot. I'm going to measure. I'm pulling out the measuring tape. I don't know if you can hear it. Oh, God.
Ooh, yes. Great sound effects.
Well, I'm having a hard time keeping it. I don't want to use the word. I don't know what.
Use the floor, buddy. Use the floor.
All right, hang
Does
on.
Does he not know how to work a tape measure?
No, I don't think so.
I got it. Okay, hang on. Hang on. I'm putting my foot, and now I'm.
There's also a button on there that holds the measuring tape open.
Oh, God, I didn't know we had to have a tape measure class.
Hang on. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure it out.
Our boss is going to say, hey, how did the parking spot segment go? Not good. Roy couldn't work a tape measure.
Roy.
Come on, buddy. You got it, right?
I've got it. Hang on. I'm at 5 feet.
Okay.
All right. And let's see. God, there's a car coming.
That's okay.
No. Hang on a second.
You have your sign. Show him your sign.
Yeah, tell him you're a parking.
One moment, please. I have to look at my sign.
Who is that?
PSD. There's a BMW that wants to park right here.
No.
Well, tell him to wait.
It's probably the people below us.
All right, hang on. The parking spot. This guy is really upset. I don't know if you can hear that.
Tell him to stop.
Hang on. Oh, boy. Go around. Go around.
Somebody's got to be messing with Roy. They're listening.
Go around.
There's no way anybody would want to get into a spot that bad.
Yeah, no.
Oh, there was a whole traffic backup just now.
There's a whole parking deck. They want to park in the spot you're trying to measure?
Okay, we may be taking up two spots. There's a camera guy here, too.
Okay.
So what we found... is this right here is below code.
Ooh.
What is the measurement?
This is 8 feet. This is 8 feet by seven. This guy is not, sir. So the rule, excuse me, hold on a second.
Can we get a measurement, please?
Maybe he doesn't know how to use that either.
So the sir, hi, sir. I know you want to park here, but the parking spots require everything to be at least 9 foot. We're below code.
I'm in a 3-Series Beamer. It's like the smallest car you can get besides a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, I know you think you can sit there, but...
I park
here every day. Well, he says he parks here every day. But
okay, well, hold on a second, sir.
It's 8 foot by 5 inches right here.
8 foot, 5 inches?
8 foot, yeah.
Ooh, that's a fail. That's below the state. Oh, boy.
Below the recommended, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, below the recommended. And he just drove off really fast.
The minimum recommendation is 8 foot 6 inches, so it's below it by an inch. And that's not a compact spot. That's a regular spot?
That's a regular spot. And that's, by the way, with me doing shoddy measuring tape work.
Right. Believe me, we all heard that.
Yeah, so we don't even know if that's the correct inches.
We don't know if you're using the tape measure right, if you want to get down to like what we do and don't know.
You know how sometimes it flips over? It did that like 3 times.
Yeah, Roy, you're supposed to use the ground.
Go ahead, park in. All right, you fit.
Detective, you got to
try to.
I would close the spot off. It's not right. You got to close it off.
Stand in the spot.
Yeah.
Well, but every time I try to do that, there's a car backed up.
Well, this is for their safety.
But see, sir, look, you're not fitting in. You're right here on the. You can't park here. Back it up. No, you're not. You're right here at the. That you're not, sir. Look at my sign. I'm official parking spot. What's it say back there? I forgot what it said. Detective.
Yeah, you're PSD, parking spot detective.
PSD. So it requires. So we're like an inch or two below the city law. So if you could actually, I'll find you another one. Come on back out. Come on with me.
Yeah. Have him follow you.
Come on out
to find a regulation spot.
He's being helpful now.
And detective, close that spot off.
Okay.
You remember you brought barricades, detective. We discussed that in yesterday's pre-planned meeting about today's raid.
We do have barricades. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We'll go try this one. We'll get that one blocked off. Come on up.
All right, detective, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to check in with you, though.
Okay, and I'm blocking off multiple parking spots, and I'm going to see which ones here he can actually park in.
All right, perfect. We'll check in with Detective Roy, parking spot detective. So far, we're 0-1.
Yeah.
We're going to get evicted out of this building.
But I would assume they're all the same size.
Watch this backfire and like the management's like, get out.
Yeah.
You're evicted.
But Yeah.
Just our luck. All right, hang tight, detective. Check out another spot and close that one off, and we'll check in with you. And by the way, video of all this will be up later on today at the MRL Show and kiss951.com. You guys, it is so big, it is so huge, that Diamonds Direct only does it once a year. It's the biggest deal that Diamonds Direct is doing. They have unbeatable prices, and now this weekend, it's the largest store-wide sale of the year, bar none.
Yeah, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if you're looking for rings, pendants, earrings, colored gemstones, Diamonds Direct is the place to be. They've already got great prices. They're marking them down an extra 20% this weekend.
Let's talk about the selection. I went with my mom over our spring break, and she could not believe the collection and the selection of jewelry that was in there, and it wasn't this big event.
No, they're flying in a ton of designers from all over to be here this weekend.
So on top of their already huge selection, they're bringing in more. Oh my gosh, and the price is unbeatable, you guys. Diamonds Direct really, truly is a great spot. Trust me, we've been talking about it for a long time, and I was just there. I can confirm they're still doing great, great deals.
Yeah, it's true. It's a Diamonds Direct multi-million dollar three-day store-wide sale. Go see them. Tell them we said, hey, Manny, Rory, and Loren from Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, across from the South Park Mall on Sharon Road there.
Hey, it's Nicole from the MRL Show. Let me tell you one thing. Preparing for menu at EssexNC.com or in person in the heart of the Queen City at 101 South Tryon Street. Go see our friends over at Essex Bar and Bistro.
You don't believe that we really use the products that we talk about, do you?
Well, if you don't, just head on over to our Instagram because I'm sure it's still on our story.
At the MRL Show, you will see Loren and I in a race to see who got to the Zero Res operator to book their appointment first. That legit happened in the office yesterday. We know that Zero Res is running a great deal right now. Three rooms for just $119. And let me tell you something. You are going to be so happy that they come to get all that pollen and all that winter dust and dirt and grime out of your carpets.
If you really think about it and you ask yourself the question, when's the last time I had my carpets cleaned? A lot of people couldn't even tell you. But Zero Res uses empowered water, so it's safe for your kids and pets. That's why we trust them.
Yeah, you got to call Zero Res and ask for the MRL special. It's like kind of almost a spring cleaning deal. Three rooms for $119. Call 704-509-4488. By the way, I was on the phone with the operator who was super helpful for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, me too.
That was it. All right, call Zero Res and tell them that Manny and Loren sent you.
Fort Mill Ford.
You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh, Detective Roy.
Yes, sir.
A lot of the people watching on Facebook Live and a lot of the messages we're getting say that this is hilarious. Awesome radio, they say. Not only is Roy being a detective and finding out whether our parking spots are wide enough or not, as they should be according to code, he's also supplying people with entertainment because they love the fact that the person that was trying to park there, you wouldn't let them park.
No. In fact, we do have a barricade up at one of the spots right now. In fact, during the commercial break, I don't know if the person heard us do the segment, but there was a person parked here, and he wanted to move away from the situation. He actually moved his car to a different parking spot. But right now, I'm located near Loren's car.
Oh, good. Loren's Jeep is parked in a spot. Now, I know she's over the line, but that's okay, because there's not another spot next to you, so you're allowed to go over that line. But just for kicks, Detective, see if Loren's spot is up to code.
Okay.
And you might
I am
have
right
a good
now
excuse,
pulling out
Loren.
The measuring tape.
Which, by the way, if you're just joining us, the measuring tape was an entire issue.
Yeah.
We recommend you watch the video later today and the podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app.
Okay, the thing is that this measuring tape is worn out and it's bent. So every time I try to do anything, it flops around.
It's a measuring tape. It does that. That's why you use the hard surface of the floor to map it out.
Okay, well, you know, we don't want to talk. Oh, boy. It's flipping around. Okay, hang on. Oh, God.
Dude, come on.
Here we go. It's 8 foot.
I can tell you it's already too small.
But you don't need a measuring tape. 8 foot?
5 inches.
1 inch under, Loren. I'm recommended.
By the way, the city recommends 9. The law is 8 foot, 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? I'm grabbing this barricade and I'm blocking her in. This is an illegal parking spot.
Roy, do not block me in.
Whatever is in that spot has to stay in the spot until we can work a deal out with the city.
For what
Simple
reason?
Simple as that.
It's safety.
For what reason? She said safety, right, Detective?
Oh. Okay, the barricade just collapsed.
Well, I already have a bump in the front, so you might as well pull one in the back too, even it out.
And let me tell you, when she said she went over the line a little bit, she didn't go by a little bit. There's still like 3 feet between her and the car beside her.
That's because there's no spot on the left side of me, so I'm doing that person a service by parking over the line.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Detective, she's fine. You do not need to write her up, although block off that parking spot, and we don't know how long your Jeep will stay there, Loren.
Mm-mm.
It's evidence now.
It is blocked off.
All right, come on back up here. Detective Roy, okay. Parking Spot Detective. I see a new weekly series on CBS.
Okay.
What's so funny is that Barb sent us a message that said her boss and coworkers are currently out in their parking garage right now at their work measuring the spots.
That's hilarious.
So feel free to do it. They're supposed to be 9 feet, 8'6" is acceptable. There you go.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Okay, Loren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Cardi B was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she answered the age-old question, what is that noise? I'll tell you coming up in 3 minutes in the dirty.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I feel like there's a ton of relationships in Hollywood that are on the brink of falling apart. We just lost Channing Tatum and his wife. Of course, Angelina and Brad have broken up in the last year.
Jen Aniston and Justin Theroux.
Yep. And the latest couple on the chopping block rumor mill was Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. Now, we originally heard that they were on the outs and there were some divorce rumors, but now I'm hearing that they want more kids and that their schedules are so busy that they're actually scheduling moving furniture time.
You did that, didn't you?
I did.
Isn't that your thing when you were trying?
She used to run out of here.
Yeah.
Go home when you were trying to have baby
I needed
cat.
To be home before Dallas had to leave, but we were trying for like about a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing was going on. So then you get down to the nitty gritty and start planning things.
There goes Loren now.
Yep. We have a meeting. No, she has a different meeting.
My meeting's better.
Yeah, your meetings are boring at work. I like mine.
So Life Size was the movie where Lindsay Lohan turned her doll into a life-size Barbie and Tyra Banks played the Barbie. Well, now Tyra is producing a Life Size 2 and she wants Lindsay Lohan to be part of it, of course. Lindsay is down. Of course she is, because that's probably the last thing that we've seen her in.
Mm-hmm.
And she is starving for work, so I'm sure that we will see her there as well. Cardi B, she co-hosted The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night, and a couple things happened. You know, everyone wonders what that noise is, like what you know, you do it, Roy.
No,
she does that.
She does a whole bunch of things.
Which came from the Kardashians originally. They did it on their show, but she describes
really?
What it's like.
Yeah. It was from them? I thought it was from RuPaul.
Mm.
Okay.
I think RuPaul does it, too.
I thought it was from Baby Cash.
That's a different noise.
It's like a cold pigeon in New York City.
You got to roll it more.
Yeah. You do it.
But you have to do like, oh.
Oh, I can't do it.
That's not bad.
That's really loud.
That's pretty good.
Let me hear you.
Oh, hang on. I just had it. Oh,
that's not bad.
That's not bad.
All right.
Cardi R over there.
Yeah. By the way, if you didn't see, Cardi B's sister accidentally dropped the sex of the baby.
Maybe.
She referred to the baby as a her on social media, so.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Yeah, just like we couldn't jump to conclusions that she was pregnant, sporting that baby bump.
Yeah. I actually want to do the baking soda urine test with Cardi B. I'm waiting for her to return my phone call.
So have you guys seen this whole social media war that's unfolding between Real Housewife Kim Zolciak and Marlon Wayans?
No.
So I guess he took a photo of her. Now, she's had a lot done to her face. And he said, no, we're not in productions of White Chicks 2, which started this whole thing between the two of them. But if you see the side-by-side split screen, it does look an awful lot like it. So we're going to retweet this whole Twitter feud going down at the MRL show.
But okay. We like Marlon Wayans. Good, he came in and sat with us a couple times here on the MRL show.
Let's go and play Can't Be the Ranch, 704-570-9595. Call now, take her down.
Hey.
Moe's Southwest Grill Carowinds next to Cabela's. Join the grand opening celebrations this Friday, April 13th for free burritos from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Moe's Carowinds.
John sent a message at the MRL show. I was just looking at Twitter, and he said that he measured his spots at his office in South Park. They're not up to code, and he's going home.
Can't
John,
park.
Yeah, if you can't park, you can't stay.
Yep.
That's
what
we say. Parking Detective Roy, the video will be up of him measuring our parking spots to make sure they were the legit 9 feet that they need to be. That'll be up at kiss951.com after the show today. You can join KISS and the Charlotte Knights as they take on the New York Yankees affiliate at 7:05 for the home opener this Thursday. And what better way to open the season with beautiful weather than with $3 domestic beers and $1 sodas? Get your tickets now at charlottenights.com and join KISS95.1 out there for the Charlotte Knights. Loren, are you ready to play CBL?
Sure.
Amanda and Ballantyne's ready to play you in 5 pop culture questions in 3 minutes.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on KISS95.1.
Amanda from Ballantyne, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
Awesome.
Amanda, do you work in a location where you have to park your car in a parking spot?
No, I don't. I'm actually a stay-at-home mom right now.
Let's that's check a job her driveway, Roy.
What'd you say?
I said that's a big job in itself.
It is a really big job.
I don't want to mess with the mom at home.
Go measure her garage and make sure it's 12 feet across and she can park her SUV in there. Her SUV. I said right. Okay, Amanda, throw Loren out so we can play.
All right, please, Loren, leave the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is stepping on out. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up KISS 95.1 on Facebook, we got 4 cameras set up in here. And you can actually see she's out of the studio where she cannot hear.
Of course, Can't Beat Loren brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Get excited, America. Dunkin' go-tos are here. 2 breakfast sandwiches for $2, $3, or $5. Are you ready, Amanda?
I'm ready.
What actor announced that he and his wife, Jenna Dewan, were splitting after almost 9 years of marriage?
Channing Tatum.
And question number 2, happy 34th birthday to Mandy Moore. What NBC hit show does she star on alongside Emilio Ventimiglia?
Oh my goodness, I know it. I'm blanking. Oh,
three,
no.
2, 1, no answer there. Blank. Question number 3, Cardi B was a co-host on The Tonight Show last night with what host?
Jimmy Kimmel.
And question 4, the cast of Jersey Shore has reunited for a new series titled Jersey Shore Family Vacation. And their slogan is GTL, which stands for what?
Gym, tan, laundry.
And question 5, Kristen Bell, who voiced Anna in the Disney movie Frozen, revealed that she's already recorded her part for Frozen 2. Who is her co-star in the voice of the character Elsa, mom in Ballantyne?
Oh, goodness.
Have you seen this movie, Frozen?
Yes, many, many, many times.
John Travolta really messed up her name at an award show. 3.
She had a hit song on the radio because
2,
of the movie.
No answer.
This is so much easier when you're on the radio.
And we're not telling you whether you're right or wrong. Yeah, it is. I feel the same way. I do the show better in the car on my way home than I do actually live with you guys. I redo it in my head.
Okay, right. How'd it go?
Amanda got 2 correct.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Amanda, no worries. Here we go. Question number 1. What actor announced that he and his wife, Jenna Dewan, were splitting after almost 9 years of marriage?
Channing Tatum.
That's right, 1-1.
She had no problem with that one.
Yeah.
If we could have asked 5 more Channing Tatum questions, she might be in good shape.
There
happy 34th birthday to Mandy Moore. What NBC hit show does she star on alongside Emilio Ventimiglia?
What did you say?
Milo Ventimiglia.
I don't even know if that's right. I just wanted to hear you say it again. This is us.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Amanda didn't have an answer for that one. 2-1.
And question 3, Cardi B was a co-host on The Tonight Show last night with what host?
Jimmy Fallon.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Amanda said Jimmy Kimmel. It's 3-1.
Wrong Jimmy.
Yeah.
Too many Jimmy.
Question 4, the cast of Jersey Shore is reunited for a new series titled Jersey Shore Family Vacation. And Loren, your brother actually was part of that production.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Production.
Now, their slogan is GTL, and it stands for what?
Gym, tan, laundry.
That is correct. 4-2.
Kristen Bell, who voiced Anna in the Disney movie Frozen, revealed that she has already recorded her part for Frozen 2. Who is her co-star and the voice of the character Elsa? The mom in Ballantyne
Adina
struggled.
Menzel.
What is it?
Idina Menzel.
That is correct. Final score, 5-2.
That was hard, though. That was a hard
she
one.
She did not get that one.
Yeah. Amanda, no worries. Those are some hard questions today. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go?
Yes, I'm Amanda in Ballantyne, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your afternoon. Amanda.
Still to come.
We got to pull the audio of Travolta killing her name at that award show.
Yeah.
It's funny. We got to get to War of the Roses, you guys. We told you yesterday that we don't do it often, but sometimes people are in a marriage and they want to find out if their significant other is cheating. And after going back and forth with Samara a couple times, she basically begged us to do it. So we agreed to help her marriage. We were going to call her husband, Robbie, and see if he's messing around on her with someone who is his son's friend's mom, basically. His son's friend's mom. We'll find out if there's anything crazy going on in a brand new War of the Roses. Got to hear it coming up in under 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Samara is on the phone for War of the Roses. And Samara, in your email, you said that you think your husband is cheating on you. I always hate doing this.
Yes, hello. I'm not sure. You know, things are just not the same lately. And I feel like there's this, just a few weeks ago, my husband, Ravi, he dropped off our son. And there's a woman, she's lovely, and that we are, you know, friends, and I know her. Her name is Sunita. And he comes home, and he cannot stop talking about Sunita and how great she is and how happy she is and how they had this great conversation. And then last week, my son tells me that they had a play date. Sunita has a daughter in the same class as my son. And my son tells me they had a play date. My husband took my son and Sunita and her daughter on a play date after school. And he told the kids to go play by themselves so the adults could talk and have alone time.
Oh. Was the term alone time used?
This is what he said. Yeah, this is what what is that all about?
Alone time's not a good.
No. But why would they do anything
with the
awkward
kids around
in front of the kids? And your son told you this?
Yeah, I just have a really bad feeling about the whole thing. I really don't feel good about it. This is just unusual behavior, you know?
Did you confront Ravi?
No, of course, I haven't said anything. I mean, I feel stupid. I feel foolish.
No. Listen, that's what War of the Roses is for.
Yeah, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything.
Do you think we could call him and just kind of find, because, you know, maybe it's nothing. I think maybe it's nothing and I'm just being, you know, this whole thing could be stupid.
Samara, if he sends the flowers to you, do you want me to push the issue?
No, I trust him. I mean, if he sends them to me, then of course
we'll just tell him that he's on for a joke or something.
Okay.
Because
it is a marriage.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
If he sends it to someone else, then you have to jump in. Don't let us get involved in the marriage thing. You jump in, okay?
Okay.
And we'll back you up whichever way you want to go.
Okay.
I'm always nervous doing War of the Roses involving marriages, but here we go. Calling him up right now, y'all.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ravi? Am I saying that correctly?
Ravi, yes, this is him.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I'm actually calling with some good news today. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Thank you so much. I'm at work.
Oh, it's okay. It'll just take a minute. I actually have a dozen of free red roses for you to send to somebody. No delivery fee or anything like that. It's just part of our promotion.
Sure. Yes.
It's a beautiful bouquet. All I need is the name of that person.
Well, yes, you can send it to Sunita. I don't have her address.
That's okay. We can, we'll figure it all out. Let me get her name and what you want to put on the card, and then we'll get back to the address.
You can write, my beautiful Sunita, you make all my dreams come true. Can't wait for our next date.
Ravi? What are you doing?
Hello?
Yes, it's me. You're sending roses to Sunita?
How dare you do this?
This is the Mainey, Roy, and Loren morning show on Kiss 95.1. It's something called War of the Roses. Your wife heard everything, man. You didn't send the roses to her like you should have.
What's going on? What is all this?
Why are you sending the roses? You explain yourself to me.
I didn't. It was just roses. I was just being kind to her. It's our friend.
This is, she makes all her dreams come true. And what about me? What do I do?
I did reiterate that it was a romantic dozen roses multiple times.
You stammering isn't helping, bud.
This seems very crazy.
Are you seeing someone else on the side? I mean, are you being romantic with someone else?
I wouldn't call it exactly that. Our kids go to school.
What is this then? This is what you've been talking about her nonstop.
Oh, please, you're acting like you're all this perfect wife. You don't do any sexy dances for me anymore. You don't dress up. We don't ever go out. I mean, what do you expect from me?
And this is all my fault now? How is all of this my fault? What about you? You don't put any effort into anything. Oh. It's always me planning everything. If we go out, it's something I've planned, not you.
Yeah, that's not fair to put the ball in Samara's court.
Look, I'm not saying it's all her fault, but I didn't do anything with Sunita. All we did is we see each other passing, and I just thought it would be nice. And yes, I'm a little bit infatuated, but I haven't done anything.
So can we knock the infatuation off and make things okay here?
Yes, I mean, I'm embarrassed and...
I'm not asking you, I'm asking Samara. Sorry, I should have reiterated. Huh? Samara, are you okay if he stops this nonsense with her?
Sure, she has to think about it.
Yeah, what about what I want? You know, he doesn't think about that. He just thinks about what he wants and what I don't do for him anymore. Everything is all about him.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Samara, I'm sorry, I just...
When was the last time you made a reservation for us to go out or got a babysitter for us? It's always me.
Marriage requires two people.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, and I'm willing to work for it.
Well, you got to ask Samara that, because it might be too late for you, dude.
Samara?
Yes?
You willing to talk about it? Maybe this is the breakthrough that you guys needed?
Yes, it's fine. I mean, we will talk about this, yes.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com.
How about $1,000 in the KISS cash code for your bank account?
We got that code word. It's coming up right after Camila Cabello. You better not move. You want to win that $1,000 from KISS 95.1. I'm kidding.
Yeah. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. KISS 95.1.
You still got a few more minutes if you want to get that $1,000.
Can we say the code word again?
We're not allowed to?
I don't know.
I don't think we ever have, right? You have to listen at 8 for that code word. So if you missed it, maybe a friend caught it. It's the rules of the game. We don't want to get fired for giving it to you, but...
Yeah, I know that if you go on our Facebook Live, if you look up KISS 95.1 on Facebook, they are repeating the code word.
People are helping each other out.
And we can't correct that.
And that's allowed. Yeah. But we will say this, too. If you don't get to Facebook, you have like 4 more shots to win $1,000 today. 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. with Cameron, and then 4 and 6 with AJ. The KISS cash code, 5 times a day, 5 times a week on KISS 95.1. War of the Roses, man. Samara and Ravi. A lot of people are tweeting us. Someone tweeted us privately and said that they know this couple, and he is a known flirt in their neighborhood. Mm. Flirts with other wives. Ravi did send the romantic roses to someone else. Samara, his wife, was concerned that maybe he was messing around after her son told him that he went on a play date with another friend, and the dad said, "You kids go play. I got to talk to her.
Or have adult time."
Adult time, meaning the friend's wife. Now,
so sketchy. But
the friend's mom.
There's a couple avenues with this whole situation. Mainey brought up the point during the War of the Roses. Well, why would he cheat with the kids right there? Why would he put himself in that position? That doesn't seem plausible.
Maybe he thought he was being sneaky because she had a kid too and they were on a quote-unquote play date.
You know, And then with him being a flirt, a lot of people say that I'm a flirt. I'm just a really nice guy.
Yeah.
But what you still can't, what I can't look past is the romantic roses. If I had the opportunity to send a bouquet of roses, I would send it to someone who I'm very interested in, who I love.
100%.
Yeah, he didn't
do
that.
Not like a friend.
Christy sent a tweet at the MRL show and says, on the note, he said, can't wait for our next date, which tells me they've already been out once. That's possible. However, the date could also be the date that Samara was talking about, which is the play date. If you missed it, listen to then what Rabbi goes on to say. And a lot of people are upset about this comment. And
try again.
I wouldn't call it exactly that. Our kids go to school.
What is this, then? This is what you've been talking about her nonstop.
Oh, please, you're acting like you're all this perfect wife. You don't do any sexy dances for me anymore. You don't dress up. We don't ever go out. I mean, what do you expect from me?
This is all my fault now? How is all of this my fault? What about you? You don't put any effort into anything.
And then people are praising Samara for being a strong woman. And also somebody else says, hey, in the Indian culture, Samara did tell us off the air that that's where they're from, the man is very dominant still.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very proud of her for standing up.
Yeah. In India, I was there for 4 months and there were still arranged marriages. Like they put ads in the paper, like father seeking son-in-law for daughter. Like that's how they're written
out. They still have the paper. Like I focus on that.
That's great. But do they put like what they're looking for?
Yeah.
In the
Whoa.
Ad, like stats.
Yeah. I think, I have to go back and look. I might have it on my Facebook. I'll see, but I remember taking a picture of it and sending it to my husband. Cause I was like, I can't, like, obviously it was it's kind of a cool thing to see their culture and how that's like the norm there. You know what I mean? Because it's so foreign to me.
Yeah.
Let's bring this conversation back in and open it up to you, though. And I think it might help Samara, who I'm sure is listening this morning. Is there someone in your life that you don't like your significant other around because they flirt too much with that person? Think about that question for a second. We all might have someone, whether we laugh it off or not. Deep down inside, you might say, geez, that was a little too far there. Or, mm-hmm. geez, that happened just a little too much. 704-570-9595. If you have someone in your life that you don't like your significant other around, you can remain anonymous. You don't have to tell us any names. We're just curious, like, who is it? Is it the neighbor, coworker?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in this case, classmates, you know, parent. Patricia tweeted at the MRL show and said, preach, Samara. I freaking love her. What a strong woman.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and other people are just really trashing him for saying,
yeah, I mean,
what am I supposed to do? You don't do the sexy dances for me
anymore.
Sounds
like a dog.
You know, but I get worried sometimes, you know, even in my own relationship, the comment he made about you don't go out anymore, that you don't get dressed up and we don't go out. I get worried about that with me because sometimes I find myself where I get into this rut where I have to think about, I'm like, gosh, it's been a minute since I've really gone out.
That still doesn't give somebody the right to cheat.
I agree 100%.
And it also, 100%. It's up to your significant other to help motivate you. That's what you're about. Like, hey, come on, babe, we're getting off the couch. We're leaving.
Oh, Sterling's already learned the trick. Give me drinking like at 5 p.m. I'm good. I'm good for the rest of the
night. You ended up on a party bus.
You got to start early with me.
Hey, Jesse, we have about 60 seconds here. Tell us about that person in your life that you're not thrilled about.
Well, it was actually my ex-boyfriend. I didn't like him being around one of my sorority sisters. And I just always had like a bad vibe about her. You know, she was like flirty. She was like, you can do so much better. And just all this stuff. And I didn't like him being around her. And then a couple months later, I had found out that like, he had cheated on me with her, and obviously the relationship ended. But, yeah, it was bad stuff that went on. So, yeah, I definitely had feelings from the beginning about it, though.
And you could feel for Samara, who...
Oh, for sure.
Trust your instincts.
Yeah, and is she going to trust him with anyone anymore, you think? I mean...
Honestly, I wouldn't, because I'm a firm believer that once a cheater, always a cheater.
Okay.
And if he's entertaining someone else, you know, there's not to say that he couldn't do it with someone else, you know? So.
Right. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. All right. Get to us if there was someone in your life that you didn't like your significant other around. We'll take your calls on that at 704-570-9595.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Chris Brown had another run-in, his time with valet. I'll tell you why things spiraled coming up in 10 minutes in the Dirty on the 30.
Now it's your turn. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Let's quickly get to these calls. War of the Roses went down. If you missed it, you can check it out on our podcast at the Kiss95.1 app, which you should have. It's free. Also, Alexa will bring us up.
That is very true.
Your Amazon Alexa. Michelle in Waxhaw, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. This is Michelle. She is a Waxhawian like myself. She lives in the Haunt. She sent a message to me yesterday, and I want to read this to you guys because it is pretty funny. Now that Michelle's on the phone, it'll make more sense. I nearly had a heart attack last week when I was listening to the station, she writes. Totally forgot you were on spring break, and when I was listening, I heard a Michelle from Waxhaw call in. I was upset that there was another Michelle from Waxhaw. But then I realized it was a recording of one of the calls you did. I was happy to know I'm still your Michelle from Waxhaw. Glad you're back. Missed you guys. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you? Believe it or not, there is another Michelle Weber from Waxhaw.
Put the whole name out there.
Honest to goodness, I met her a few months ago, but she's a great person, but I am your Michelle from Waxhaw. Right.
So Michelle's listening to her voice and going, who is this bee?
She sounds lovely.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
What do you got for us this morning? What do you want to say about the war, Michelle?
So I think this husband is delusional. We're going on 25 years, my husband and I, this year. And if he's looking for a sexy or waiting for a sexy dance, we would have been divorced a long time ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess it's something that Samara used to do for him. But if he wanted it, tell her. Say, here's my needs. Here's my wants. My wife sure would do that to me, Michelle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And happy anniversary, Manny.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And adios, as we say in Waxhaw.
They don't say that.
Yeah. Bye, no, Michelle. We don't.
I live so far away from everything. And Alive After 5 is starting. I got to leave my house at 3 to make it there by 5.
Dallas and I went and looked at houses yesterday down by you.
Oh,
and
you
I was
did.
Like, I don't know. This might be too far.
I like Waverly's that. Awesome, but it's so far.
I'm right here in the city. I love it.
I'm Jill.
Let's talk with Maria in Mooresville.
Hey, guys.
You're live with the MRL Morning Show.
Awesome. I just wanted to input my husband. He just recently became my husband. He's got this cousin that I just don't ever want him around. She's a snot, and she isn't a happy person, and I'm not about that life. I like to be happy and spend time with family, but when it comes to her, I'd rather just stay home and not do anything.
Mm-hmm. I don't have people like that. I'm like,
thanks, Maria.
I just don't need the aggravation.
Yeah.
You got time for one more real quick.
Anonymous in Statesville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. So my husband, he has a best friend that they've been friends since they were kids. And every time that he's around his best friend, he comes home and kind of acts different towards me or treats me differently. And literally, like, we could go maybe 3 months without seeing him, or he could go 3 months without seeing him, and we'll have no issues. But as soon as he hangs around this friend, he comes home, and he's automatically picking a fight.
That's annoying.
He picks fights.
Thanks, Anonymous.
How do we cut people like that out of our lives?
I don't understand why the friend would prompt to pick fights, though.
He probably just takes on a different persona around
him. That's strange.
Yep, just to mess around with the good karma that's going around the world, Lorraine.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Well, maybe Chris Brown got note of that good karma going around because he had a little run-in with a valet. He was in Los Angeles, checked his car into a valet, and when he came out and tried to get it back, the price had gone up. Now, he said, I'm not going to knock you out, but that's because there's so many cameras around.
Oh my gosh.
Like, is that a threat? Is that considered a threat?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's scary.
I'm not going to. I'm like, what in the world? Chris Brown.
It's over.
Valet. It's probably, $10 more?
Yeah.
It's
just the point, though.
I know, but still.
I don't think it's worth it
over $20. Yeah,
I wouldn't hit someone over $20.
No, I get that, but I know that some celebrities feel like when they have basic work done around their house, like plumbing and all that stuff, all of a sudden the price goes up because they know what they're worth.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not fair.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Okay, so Kate Plus Eight is now being, she's getting a reality TV show for dating. It's going to be Kate Plus Date.
Ah, Kate plus date. I love Kate Gosling.
Yep, Kate Gosling is getting a reality show for dating, and she says that she thinks that this is going to be safer for her than online dating. Now she'll have a matchmaker vetting the guys that are dating her, but
you know,
the TLC world.
I was at Goodwill. I love going to Goodwill.
And we know, yeah.
And they had a huge bin of season 2 Kate plus 8 DVDs.
Did you get them?
But no, I'm just looking at him. I'm like, who had 100 copies of it? John and Kate plus 8.
John might have come through to sell them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? It seriously was like 100 copies.
I like that no one's touched them.
No one's buying them.
So Cardi B was with Jimmy Fallon last night co-hosting, and they had some fun with that little noise that she makes. She said that it's kind of like a cold pigeon.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you want? I also have She Goes Undercover.
Okay.
Here's the.
You know, it's like a cold pigeon in New York City.
She's so funny.
What'd she do undercover?
I saw that she did children's book readings, but I'm
let's
not
hear.
Sure what
I
that
don't
one
know.
Is.
Let's just go. Let's just go on a whim, as we say.
Cardi B doesn't act human. She's like some alien from the future here to show us how it's going to be. I'm actually very human. Like, a lot of people think that these celebrities like don't have feelings and everything. I'm a very emotional person. I pretty much want the same shit you want.
Oh. Whoa. Okay.
She's just like you.
That's funny.
By the way, some people think that she might be having twins because there's a very high-end Los Angeles baby boutique, and the word is on the street that she just ordered 2 metallic cribs.
Maybe it's for her multiple homes.
Maybe.
Yeah, you think about that? All right, Loren, what's hot? What's trending? We didn't get to it yesterday, so you've got to give us a what Loren likes.
Yes. So if you are a Kerry Washington fan like I am, she just came out with, she teamed up with Neutrogena and came out with an eye palette and then a cheek palette as well. Both are available either online or at Ulta, and we've got the link for you up at kiss951.com. Now, there are more earth tone shades. Like, I'm all into the earth tone shades, so okay. I love this.
Cool. We're going to do a little test coming up here in just a little bit. Today is National Siblings Day, and we each have siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Even Nicole's got a brother, I think, right? Right? Nicole, you have a brother, don't you?
No, she's not listening.
Okay, anyway. She's probably working on something. Think about this. Is there a secret that you and your sibling or siblings know and your parents don't? And is it one that you're willing to tell us on the radio? 704-570-9595. That's how we celebrate National Siblings Day here on the show. We're going to have you tell us a secret. Or you can call in and tell us everything but the secret. Like, oh my God, if my parents knew, they would freak out. But all my siblings and I, we know it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, 704-570-9595. Happy National Siblings Day, everyone.
Hey, want to get
time? John Belt Freeway at Stonewall, a new crash. Also trouble on Huntersville Concord Road at South Church Street. Traffic brought to you by your neighborhood Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. It's also the place for national brands like Scotts and Miracle-Gro and local expertise to help you grow the lawn and garden you've always wanted. Only at Ace, the helpful place.
Make sure you're listening to the legendary Friday Free-for-All this Friday. And from the looks of this week already, it's going to go fast. Like, I felt like Monday flew yesterday. I don't know about y'all. The Free-for-All is going to be here before you know it. And you're going to want it to be here because you can win tickets to go see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium on April 14th with the legendary Friday Free-for-All.
Giving away $1,000 with the KISS Cash code. You got to listen for that code word at 8-11-1-4-6. When you get that code word, you text it to 40772. And what was our code word? It was
face. Believe.
F-A-C-E was our word. So, hello, who's this?
This is Renee Busby from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Renee, did you text face to 40772?
Yes.
Well, you have been randomly selected to win that $1,000.
I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much.
Congratulations, Renee.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I just can't believe it. I listen to you guys every day on the way to work.
Aw, what are you going to do with the money?
I am going to use it for some extra expenses going to Germany on Friday.
Whoa.
Tremendous.
Nice.
That is cool.
We'll all be looking up in the sky as that Lufthansa flight pulls out of here at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
and we'll be thinking of you.
Extra cash.
There you go. And I love being in a city that we all know what flight she's going to be on, too. There's one that goes to Germany today, and it leaves at 5. Renee, tell everyone in Charlotte and all the Carolinas how easy it is to win, because a lot of people say, I never win.
I can tell you, this was only my fifth time trying, and I am so excited. I just felt it in my blood. I was going to win this money, and I just... I'm so thankful. It was easy. All you do is text it and done.
There you go. Thank you so much,
Renee. Thanks, Renee. Hold on a second. You guys, we'll do it again at 8 a.m. tomorrow, but you've got 4 more shots today. 11-1 with Cameron and 4-6 with AJ to win $1,000 in the KISS cash code. Anonymous is on hold. It's National Siblings Day. Her and her sibling know something that if her parents knew, they would be really, really, really upset with her. We're going to get into that coming up in 3 minutes. Manny Roy, it won. Congratulations to Renee from Charlotte pulling in $1,000 with the KISS cash code. MRL show. We love giving out that cash, man.
Yeah, you know, she said that that was her fifth time playing the game. And all you have to do is just keep trying. I know that sometimes you text the code word and you never hear back and you get discouraged. But I'm telling you, persistence pays, man.
And she said you have to have the will to win.
Yeah.
You know, you have to believe it, which is so funny because we know someone who's in Vegas right now. And I want to call them tomorrow morning and let's have him put money live on the radio, like on roulette or something.
Okay.
And we can all, let's see if our willing it to win works.
Sure.
All right.
Put it in the universe.
I mean, why not? Yeah. We'll just throw it out there.
All right. Let's bring in Anonymous from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Anonymous. So today's National Siblings Day, and the quick question we have out there for everyone is there a secret that you and your siblings know that your parents don't?
Yes. One of my sisters and I have a secret that we've been keeping for 35 years that my other siblings and my parents don't know.
You don't have to say what the secret is. We understand your privacy. What would you, the rest of your family say, and how would they react if they knew what the secret was?
If they would have found out 35 years ago, I would have been a very big disappointment, and they would have been extremely mad. I probably would have been grounded for the rest of my life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If they found out now, I would think that they would still be hurt and disappointed, and my mother probably wouldn't speak to me for a while, but I'm not really for sure.
Wow.
And this sibling, are you ever nervous that that sibling's going to tell?
Oh, no. We have kept secrets between the both of us for, we're 50-something years old now, and so we've been keeping secrets for probably about 40 years between the both of us.
Okay. That's great.
Hey, welcome to National Siblings Day, if that's what they're for.
Yep, to thick and thin.
Thanks, Anonymous. Have a great day.
And my family was so big about taking secrets to the grave, man. Like, when somebody would die, we would uncover all these secrets.
Don't you have a crazy story about someone showing up to your funeral?
Yes. Yeah, so,
don't tell us now.
Okay.
But let's get into that. And now that you guys see how it works, because we don't need to know what the secret is. Let's all celebrate National Siblings Day by telling each other the secrets that we have that our parents don't know. Get on the phone right now.
Now it's Boy and Lauren, KISS 95.1.
Okay, let's see. We're talking about, on National Siblings Day, we're talking about the secrets that you and your siblings have that your parents don't know and might never, ever know. And if they knew, just like the last caller we had, they'd be really upset with you. Roy's going to tell us about the secret that his family found out at a funeral. Coming up here in a minute, Lauren. I don't know if you remember.
But first, let's welcome Anonymous from Charlotte. Hi. Hello.
Oh.
Can she hear us?
Yeah. Okay. Now they can. Hi, Anonymous. Sorry about that. I pushed the different button. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You?
Awesome. So we want to know, how many siblings do you have?
I have one.
Okay.
And he's a younger brother, and I went with him and one of my best friends, and I got a tattoo, and my brother knows about it, but my parents don't know, and it's been about 2 months that I've hidden it.
Mm-hmm. So we're only at 2 months. That's not too bad.
Didn't you and your sister hide a tattoo for, like, years, though?
Same, exact same thing. She got her tattoo right when she was 18, And she knew my parents would not be, approve of it. And
you were sworn to secrecy?
Sworn to secrecy, yep. And I never said it. Never told it.
But your parents know now.
Because when she was having the baby, it was because her tattoo is in an area that you would see
when you had a baby.
When you had a baby.
Yeah, gotcha.
And so when she had the baby, my parents saw it then.
Yeah.
And by the way, I actually kind of forgot about it. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Anonymous. All right, so tell us what happened at that funeral. What did you and your family find out?
So my family, they're Southern Baptist, and they're really known for really keeping secrets, man. And the secret that we found was that when my grandmother passed away, my grandfather went first, then my grandmother passed away. There was another child that nobody knew about.
Mm.
And that child was actually at the funeral.
So who would that child have been in relation to the family?
Well, my grandfather had an affair.
And so that would have been your dad's brother?
It would have been my dad's brother. Half brother, yeah. And so they kept the affair a secret, and they still paid for the kid. The kid would send birthday cards. They were very part. Communication was still flowing between the family and this kid.
But it was discreet with the rest of
the family. But discreet with everyone else.
So the
only one who knew there was her sister. So my great aunt knew.
When that person passes away, like, who tells that kid? You know what I mean? Like, if nobody on that side knew about that person, how would they know to tell?
Well, come on, Loren. It was in the Roanoke Bugle.
Everyone knew.
Everyone knew. The town stopped.
There was a moment of silence at City Hall. Come on.
This is so silly, but do you know what made me think of this? Was like, there's a Carrie Underwood song about this guy dying and having two, like, a mistress and a wife.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that the other day, and I'm like, well, who calls the mistress and tells the mistress that he passes away?
Right.
I think in this particular situation, it was my grandmother's sister, because he ended up coming up to the wedding, stood near my dad. So stood near my dad. No one knew. By the way, he looks like my dad, too. That's a strange part.
That is kind of creepy.
Goatee and everything.
Hug the wrong guy. So,
but we found out because when we were cleaning up my grandmother's things, we saw all these birthday cards and letters and correspondence.
Just back up for a second, because I think a lot of people are jumping in the story. I know my brain is. When he sat next to your dad at the funeral, you didn't know and you didn't find out at the funeral?
Nope. Nobody knew until later.
It was just the strange man that looked like your dad.
That was at the funeral.
But were you like, who's this guy?
You know what? Surprisingly, no.
Could have been a friend.
You know, yeah. And because a lot of people's asked me that. They're like, how about that? Like, you know, like you see in the movies at the funeral, the guy standing in the distance and you're like,
yeah,
you know, who's the guy that it wasn't really like that. It was just he was talking to other people. So it seemed like it wasn't like he was an outcaster, just awkwardly there.
Right. Maybe he had just seen Wedding Crashers and he knows how to play it cool from Vince Vaughn.
But I think it was just shielded from the children and the grandkids.
OK, so then you go to. So Pawpaw's house.
Yeah, Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
That was Pawpaw and Mama.
Right. It's like Amanda, the Southern names, you guys have the best names. Like my wife has, her grandmother was Other Mother because the grandmother died, then Grandpa remarried. So it was Other Mother.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember when Other Mother used to give you milk right from the cow?
Oh, my gosh.
You clean out stuff.
Finding, in the process, we found letters and checks that were never cashed. Or sent, I don't know how, there was checks and there was birthday cards and all sorts of things.
Anonymous in Charlotte, hi.
Hi, so yeah, my mother and my sisters, my mother told us that she was a surrogate. And for years, we didn't know that she really had other children and we were sworn to secrecy not to tell my grandmother.
Your mom swore you to secrecy?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough thing for a mom to do with her kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, sometimes I could see where the, you know, grandma wouldn't understand. So.
Yeah.
I know, but why even give the kids on it? You know what I mean?
I see what you mean.
She didn't outright tell me. I kind of started snooping and then asking questions.
Okay.
Mm. Mm. All right.
Detective.
Thanks, Anonymous. Thanks so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day. Somebody else tweeted and said that they had the same thing happen at their funeral, except it was a woman that showed up and they didn't know who it was. It turned out that her dad had an affair and it was her half sister.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I don't know. I feel like I would feel so funny.
Being there?
Yeah.
Awkwardly funny.
Yeah.
As that person. But you're paying respects to someone who took care of you. See, at least Pawpaw, Pawpaw did the right thing and took care of this this son.
Of course, but like the son's not going to know anybody going to the wedding because he's been kept a secret.
So are they going to do a private viewing for him?
It's not like he would show up at the, what do you call those, where they have the coffins open, the wakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like he would show and then just like kick it and talk to people, but he came for the ceremony part and then left.
Okay. He didn't cry in front of the casket. Like, what?
Oh, we did have that at the funeral. There was some drama.
No, who did that?
Oh, my aunt did.
She was really upset, or was she just wanting the attention?
Was pissed. I think she was genuinely upset, but in the most dramatic way possible. Mm. I was like, Loretta, get it together. Okay.
Oh, that's funny. I was going to say in a very Loren way, and her name is Loretta.
Yeah.
Pull it together.
The only time I saw my dad, who is a New York City born and raised street kid, still thinks he's a street kid, yelling at people driving and stuff. He cried when they closed the casket on my grandfather. It's the only time I ever saw my dad cry. Right when the last time he was going to say goodbye.
It's hard seeing dads cry.
Oh, yeah. Time my dad passed out and almost died, and I had to call the fire department because, Loren, you were on maternity leave, but I had him blowing leaves, and he's like, I don't feel good. He was pale white as a ghost. Roy and our assistant co-host at the time, Riley, were sitting in here laughing, having a good time at that story.
They didn't know. They didn't know.
Yeah, you can't say that when we have to go to break and not let me defend myself.
I know. I told you I had a story about my dad, and you assumed it was going to be funny.
Yeah,
all right, we got to clear up some loose ends coming up here in just a little bit, including the police are arresting somebody that's not a person. We'll tell you about it.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
And we want to congratulate our girl Renee from Charlotte. She won $1,000.
Woohoo!
With the Kiss Cash code. Listen for the code word. Enter it in and text it to 40772 or enter it online at kiss951.com. Your next chance to win coming up at 11 a.m. with Cameron.
Yeah!
But we do it all day at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6.
Five shots to win $1,000 five times a week. Those are pretty good odds if you ask me.
Yep.
All right, let's wrap up some loose ends. You guys tired of the cold weather?
Yes.
I mean, heck yeah.
It gets nice, then it gets cold. It's supposed to be in the 80s at the end of the week. And then our good friend Brad Panovich from WCNC.
Don't ruin it.
He said the 6 to 10 day outlook doesn't look like the warmth is going to stay. There's another cold blast coming through that'll keep our temperatures back down into the lower 60s.
We're strong into spring, though, aren't we? At this point, we're pretty.
Yeah. We're sprung.
Yeah.
So hey,
where's
upstate
April showers? So I can get my May flowers.
May frost.
Whatever. Yeah.
By the way. Sunday night into Monday morning, yesterday morning, Brad Panovich also reported that Charlotte saw a trace of snow.
They did. I witnessed that.
Snow was falling at about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Why were you awake at 2 a.m.?
No. I was on the radar. But remember, I was up real late that night?
So it was just a trace, which is a couple flakes, enough to be picked up by radar and I guess picked up by whatever measuring thing they use. But anyway, it was like one of the latest dates that snow has fallen in Charlotte, going all the way back to like the 1900s.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the police in upstate New York, they're tired. We're talking about weather in the 60s. They're tired of their cold weather. So a police department fed up with the lingering cold has placed the winter under arrest.
Amen.
The local newspaper reports that the DePew Police Department wrote Friday in a humorous Facebook post that it had arrested the season. Police said any more snow or winter weather would be held against them in court. The department also called for the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, to turn himself in for predicting six more weeks of winter. Police joke that they're willing to look past this winter's most recent transgressions if it works with the department. New York has experienced wintry weather this month and high winds that have caused power outages. Not rare, but it is still April. Think about that.
That's funny. I think government should do that.
Have a personality.
Have a personality. Yeah.
If only our president was outspoken enough and had a Twitter handle. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's personal.
All right, the other thing we were talking about this morning was Can't Beat Loren. And a lot of people that listen at 9:10, maybe you get in the car and you have no idea what Can't Beat Loren is. We put our pop princess, that's you, up against someone who calls in every day in five pop culture questions. And the idea is that they're easy enough that you don't have to know too much to get the answer right.
Right.
Honestly, if you just listen to the dirties, you know all the answers.
So like one of the things we asked, who played Elsa in the movie Frozen? Who voiced Elsa? And it's Who?
Idina Menzel.
Do you remember when John Travolta couldn't pronounce that name at an awards show?
Surely do.
Let's relive it.
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
I mean, that's Roy level wrong.
Oh, it just sounds so like bad. It went south, like he saw it backwards or something in his head. You know what I mean?
I guess he did, but if he knew her, he would, like, even if I saw Lorraine Norelin, I would still say, this is my friend Lorraine.
Right.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
It just sounds strange. The wickedly talented.
I know.
I don't think he really knew her, though, at that point.
Nobody claimed he did.
Yeah.
You know, my friend, yeah. He said. So she gets revenge a couple years later at another award show.
Please welcome to the stage my very dear friend, Glom Gazingo.
And the crowd applauses. Yeah. By the way, that's also funny in this Travolta clip. The crowd goes with him.
Yeah.
Because like, they're probably so confused at the time.
But I'd be like, I'm not clapping because that's not who sings the song.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
What?
Well, you know,
but at that point, I'd be like, well, maybe somebody else wrote it. I don't know.
Right. And there's always those obscure movies, Oscar winning movies. And so maybe they thought, well, maybe it's someone else that they just don't remember.
Right.
I mean, I guess. But Idina Menzel was coming out to sing the song.
Then you would know.
Glom Gazingo.
I deserve that. But you, my darling, my beautiful, my wickedly talented Idina Menzel.
You guys.
Ends up saying it right.
You hear her there? I think she was saying, "Stop touching me."
Yeah,
it was a strange video. He was like grabbing her face. That was funny. A strange video.
A lot of things look different now. That like the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement. You know, that was a couple years ago, and he's holding her face and grabbing her, and you can tell that she looks awkward.
She's trying to like pull away.
Yeah,
she's uncomfortable.
Why would anyone ever?
Because nobody would have said anything. It's just times are different, man.
Actors are weird. I would never touch Lorraine's face.
See, I would. And we all work together.
No, I would never grab her chin and go, "You're so great, you Lorraine." What?
Oh, yeah. Come here. Like, even jokingly.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
That's strange.
Oh, one more thing before we get out of here. We were talking about something and you were trying to guess names.
Yeah. I can't remember why we were doing that.
It was
that.
Early on the show, but it got me thinking of that great scene in the movie Ted when they're trying to guess the woman's name that's Ted's new girlfriend.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erlene, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Kylie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Lou. Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
That's what it was like this morning because you were asking questions and I didn't know the answers, but they were names of actresses.
Yeah.
So Lorraine would say all these really right names and I'd be like, Rebecca, Tiffany.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We were doing that on Facebook Live
yeah.
and it was National Siblings Day. So celebrate your siblings. And we were talking and doing a siblings test.
If you didn't know, we are on Facebook Live. We're not live right now, but you can join us every morning starting around 7 a.m. You can see today's video on the Facebook page. Look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook.
Also, thanks to Roy, our parking lot inspector, our parking space detective this morning went out and realized that the parking spots here at the radio station were a tad smaller than they're supposed to be. What's the official length that Charlotte says each parking space has to be at least? 8'6", right? 8'6", compact is 7. The recommended is?
9
feet.
Yeah.
Our spots are only 8'5".
Woof! Fell a little short. We'll have that video up of Roy getting honked at this morning, too, and closing Lorenz Jeep in on the spot. We quarantined Lorenz's parking spot this morning. It'll be up on Kiss95.1.com. And catch the podcast on the Kiss95.1 app.